Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking higher prices ahead with Daryl and more in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. It's a genetic test designed for commercial replacement heifers. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Today, I thought we might share with you a few nuggets of information from Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, with the K-State Radio Network at the beginning of the week, one of the things he told Samantha Bennett, the trend is higher.
You know, on a longer-term trend, one of the things that's pretty clear built into the futures is the fact that we've got stronger prices ahead. I mean, the really big picture for the next several months to beyond even is that numbers get tighter, supplies get tighter, the supply fundamentals really become supportive. And that's priced into these both feeder and fed cattle or live cattle futures markets at this point as you look out to the deferred contracts.
Another nugget that Dr. Peel offers up, the stability of current wholesale box beef trade markets.
You know, box beef has operated in a very narrow trading range, really back to about April. And so we've seen, you know, and I interpret that to be really kind of a sign that beef demand has been sort of capped or muted, if you will, at the consumer level. You know, obviously, consumers have got lots of challenges with inflation, and we've had high gas prices. We're seeing a little relief on that and so on. I think beef demand is still fundamentally strong, but it's been a little bit capped, if you will, just because there have been some pressure on the consumers. And in the box beef market, again, it's operated in a very narrow trading range sideways. We did not see some of the seasonal patterns that we normally expect coming into, let's say, the summer grilling season. And then since then, maybe we haven't seen the summer kind of doldrums. It's just been a very consistent, sideways, narrow trading range.
As for the next nugget we wanted to share with you, Samantha and Dr. Peel talked about the most recent cattle on feed report. And as you kind of step back from the overall numbers and the trends in the last couple of reports, Dr. Peel says we've got fewer heavyweight cattle being placed, more lightweight cattle being placed, and that does change some dynamics.
Over the last 3 months, we placed a lot of cattle that are going to come out in the November and beyond period into the first quarter of next year, but we don't have as many heavyweight cattle. And I think that's part of what's helping support the fed cattle market right now is that we're plenty current. There's no indications that feedlots are not current, and we're actually going to see relatively tight supplies on feedlot cattle here through, you know, the rest of the third quarter anyway. And then we'll get into those lighter weight numbers a little bit later. I don't think it's necessarily a problem for the market, but I do think we have got a little bit of a gap here that's helping support the market.
And Dr. Peel offers this nugget in regards to cattle inventory numbers and why we are where we are today.
You know, cattle inventories peaked on a January basis in 2019. Calf crop actually peaked in 2018. So we would have predicted that we would get into some lower feeder cattle supplies and feedlot production by 2020. Pandemic disrupted that, pushed some things off into 2021. So we were higher than expected last year. We started this year with the idea that slaughter would be down and beef production would drop about 2.5% this year. But we've had to revise that several times, and because we're still actually above a year ago at this point, we may come in now at the end of the year down perhaps 0.5% or maybe even with last year. All of that sets up the idea that, again, once we turn the corner into these tighter numbers, then next year we're probably looking at 3-4% decrease in beef production minimally, and it could be even higher than that.
and our numbers right now, primarily due to drought conditions.
There's little doubt that the drought is accelerating the herd liquidation. Started last year, you know, we were already in cyclical liquidation again from that peak in 2019, but the drought last year accelerated it. The drought this year has accelerated it even more. And it's taking us lower than we really want to be or frankly need to be. But Mother Nature's in control here right now. And until things change, you know, we won't be able to stop the liquidation. Then we'll stabilize, and then we'll try to turn around and rebuild this thing. That's all going to play out over the next 1 to 3 years.
Beef and Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.